Yo, yo, people, welcome back to the Route 411 show. My name's Ali.
My name's Rip.
And my name's Alan.
And this is a show where we bring you this week's hot news, the weird and wonderful, and everything else you may have missed.
Yes, yes, yes.
Feels good to say that, you know. Yeah, we ain't done a traditional introduction in a while.
It's about time.
You know what, lads?
Wagwan.
Cost of living crisis, you know, heating can't be on. As you can see, got the jacket on. Alim's got the hat on, yeah. And Ali's just Ali. He's built diff. All right, he's got American football after this.
So. It's in my DNA right there, you know. It's in my genes.
UK is in my DNA. it's been a bit of a weird one, isn't it? Because we recorded last Tuesday. It feels like we ain't been here for...
It feels
like we ain't been here for a decade, lad.
Usually it's 7 day gap between shoots. This one's nine. One extra day. Yeah, nine.
Because it was a Tuesday, now it's a Thursday.
God damn.
Yeah, it's going to be recorded.
But still, I don't think much has happened.
And lads, something big has just happened. We just hit 50k total views on YouTube.
Woo!
I wish we had a soundboard right now. We're going, yes, yes, yes.
Wait, we do have a soundboard. One sec.
No, it don't work. Yes. It don't work. I've tested it. I've been here for 2.5 hours.
No one's got headphones on, you know. How are we going to hear?
No, I've tested them. They don't work.
So if
you guys do want to hear a soundboard, Alan, you're in front. You're in the... Oh,
you know how?
Oh no, he has got something. Go on.
What sound is it?
Sounds like birds squeaking.
It is a bird squeaking. Oh, I like that one. That's a good one. Oh, cheers! Yes,
hey! Got 50, there in the end. What color was that?
50k.
But if you do want to help us the road to 100k views,
yeah, go on. Right,
you gotta
subscribe, view,
follow us on the socials, like. View, like. And even on Spotify, even the platforms you don't use, just go on it, hit that little 5-star.
Yeah, if you are a real friend, if you are real friends and real supporters, you'd basically follow us on every single platform and follow us every single day and like mm-hmm. everything.
Yeah, follow us to our houses.
Pause, Jeffrey Dahmer. I'm going.
I still haven't actually watched that, you know. I've started watching Wednesday though. I've heard it's overtaken Stranger Things as the biggest watched series ever.
On Netflix.
Yeah.
What's Wednesday about?
About Wednesday. It's hard to explain because I've only 3 episodes in now. But it's about a girl who's like very, she's very like black and white. She doesn't have no personality. She just likes being herself. She likes
plain old
deaf
Jane.
And all that stuff.
Oh,
but what?
The school is like full of outcasts. So people that just
she's
crazy
goth people basically. Like
no, she's more gothy.
Yeah, I'm saying her. Like she's.
But
she's
I feel like her character. Over time, will build into becoming.
And this show's that good. It surpassed Stranger Things.
Well, I've watched 3 episodes last night.
I don't think it has.
No, it has.
You just said that. That's a bold
maybe
clip.
For like first 3 episodes, but not overall as a series.
No, all 8 episodes are out.
What? But it might probably surpass season 1, or you mean the last season?
What did they compare? Yeah,
bro, Stranger Things is big. You know, I don't think you realize how big Stranger Things is.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, if it's that good, what the hell is it about? Why haven't I heard of it? Maybe someone has told me early this week. Forgetful old Ali.
Yeah, so Wednesday. This one is about Stranger Things. It says Wednesday rockets to #1 show on Netflix. Should you stream or skip? And it's basically talking about it.
Yeah, I think it meant #1 show right now. But that's because Stranger Things finished like a couple
of
months ago.
God.
Yeah, because part 2 of season 4 came out, right?
It's already
in
the top 10.
Comes out in like a year or two, I think. Or it's a movie that's coming out. I can't remember something like that.
It says here, the show only hit Netflix last week. And it's already crashed the streamer's top 10 most watched list. In fact, in less than 7 days, it climbed straight to the #1 spot. That's crazy.
Fair enough. Respect. We've got to start there, isn't it?
Yeah, I've started watching last night. Very good.
Any anime heads out there? Recommend me some good animes.
Yeah, I kept hearing about the Blue Lock Project with Japan. It's like
what's
a
that?
Football thing.
But they're
it's
not
like
here
a
now,
blue
are
team,
they?
I'm guessing called the Blue Lock or something. And like they just activate their powers and they can just do crazy football stuff. That's why people.
But it's an anime.
Yeah.
That's why people
and
say
people,
Japan.
People say like that. You see Japan? They got that blue locked in them, bro, or some shit like that.
Talking of the World Cup, though.
World Cup!
What are you saying? You think this is the best one ever so far?
I'm seeing a lot of mixed reviews.
I wouldn't say best. How do you classify something as best World Cup? I feel like every time we get to a subordinate World Cup, bro, we look forward to it. The build up, the hype, looking at the group stages, everyone's predictions. It's always a.
You know what?
I had this conversation with someone else and they said it's the worst World Cup. But I was like,
why
nah.
Because their name ran.
Nah. But
USA.
They were like, the games are quite boring.
No, they're not.
But I was like, I don't think they are, but I think it depends how attached you are to the teams as well.
And is he a football fan?
100%.
Nah, you know what it is.
What does he mean by boring? Boring.
But that's the thing. If you look at the game, for example, Morocco versus Spain. Yeah,
very good game.
I thought it was an insane game, but I feel like when you're not a fan of either team, it's just quite boring. It's a nil-nil game. It's deadlock.
Even neutrals were saying it was a very good game.
That's what I thought. And also, I feel like this World Cup is for the underdogs.
Mm. Yeah,
that's why I love it so much.
Underdog teams have been doing great from the group stages to round of 16. And now, like, when will you ever have a moment
when Saudi Arabia beat Argentina? The reason why they gave them a national holiday is because, bro, we might never get here again. That's what they're thinking.
You know what it is, I think it's the best World Cup, one of the best World Cups, because first of all, it helped them with everyone putting them so down before the World Cup started, because then they can only exceed it, which has happened. If there was this, like, because for me, the US World Cup in 2026, I think will do worse than that we think, because of the expectation
it's gonna be a cash
of
grab.
It being like, it's in you know, America, Mexico, Canada, United States of America. It's going
to
be like this big thing.
Definitely, I
guarantee you,
though,
it'd be hard to get tickets, because they're going to be like F1, where they put $3,000 for a ticket, $2,000 for a ticket.
And then 50% of
the VIP experience is 50%
is just for influencers. You know,
deep how many influencers there are in America alone. Yeah. But I think the real football will be played in Mexico and Canada. When it's in America, it's khalas. It's just going to be full of...
I don't know, man. Because you know one thing...
Charlie D'Amelio's in the crowd. Bro.
Americans love sports. That's one thing that we can't deny.
Except soccer. Not a real sport.
I feel like it is growing over there.
It's growing.
It? But like, deep it.
Watch them introduce halftime shows between every game, bro.
Bro, you've seen their baseball arenas packed out. NBA courts packed out.
But that's
NFL
because the sports are so exclusive.
That's true. But now I'm thinking World Cup, bro. You've seen how many people have gone to Qatar after all the like heinous bullshit that's been said.
And everyone who's gone out there.
And they're like, yo, Qatar's lit, bro. I feel safe here. I can walk home. I ain't really stressing.
I think they've done a survey with all the women that are there as well. And they said they feel more safe in Qatar because there's less or if not any drunk people around.
Yes.
So that they're getting less harassment because no one's drinking.
Yep.
The news are praying for someone to say, I'm on a shocking time.
They'll do like 75 interviews.
I wasn't welcome.
You know what? That could be another factor why a lot of people might not like this World Cup, because it depends what platform you're watching it on as well. Like, what have you been consuming? Because if the media is portraying it in such a bad way, naturally you have a negative opinion on it. And two, in this country, it's winter time. It's not like the Euro. Bro, Euros, when it was in the summer... Vibes. Bro, everyone was outside. Everyone's singing.
You were trying to go to like an outdoor screening, a restaurant, bar, anything, like just to view outside and be in the vibes and the atmosphere. We walked around central London on the game final day, and bro, everyone was best buddies. Cushy, high five. Yo, mate, it's coming on.
Yeah. We were recording that day.
Yeah.
In the morning.
But do you get what I mean? Like, those vibes ain't here right now. Because it's so cold. You might bump into a few people here
France,
and there. I've seen a few football fans, don't get me wrong. But it's not like anything like the Euros where everyone was outside.
But I still think football-wise, it's been amazing.
Yeah, football-wise, I think it's been good.
Everyone who's been out there have all said it's amazing. And that's coming from Americans, you know, English people. Mm-hmm. And some of them even said it might be a good step forward with not having, like, alcohol in stadiums and stuff. Because it shows we can have fun with that.
There's been a lot of people that have said, like, yo, like, they now coming back from Qatar, they're like, I might question, like, my relationship with alcohol and do I really need it to enjoy an event? Or could I just actually be there and just be passionate? Like, we've seen the fans dancing, like, them embracing, like, I don't know if you might have seen the Senegal game, yeah? There was a white brother that was chilling with, like,
Is he Moroccan? Yeah.
And he's just out there boogieing with them. And then all the comments are like, they've accepted him as one of their own.
Yeah.
Because he was just turned those vibes.
You know what won't happen? Because as soon as everyone goes back to their own countries, this is how stadiums make money, innit?
Through bets and
through alcohol.
Alcohol sales,
Once you're back in these other stadiums, they're going to be promoting the hell out of it. Like,
think about
it's
it,
just
bro.
Everywhere.
Like, how much money they make from alcohol just alone in the stadium. Yeah. And then, like you said, with betting, once you've got alcohol in your system, suddenly they're betting stupid amounts and they're laughing to the bank. Yep. But, yeah, no, big up all the final weight. Obviously, I want Morocco to win. By the time the pod is out, we'll be playing the next day.
You know what? Since we're on the topic, I wanted to ask a question. Obviously, you as a Chelsea fan as well, and Morocco are doing quite well in the World Cup.
Yes, I want Morocco to beat England.
No. That was what I was going to ask. But I think I still know your answer, but it's because I've seen different answers in different places.
Tell me. Talk to me.
Would you rather Morocco win the World Cup or Chelsea win the treble?
Oh, Morocco win the World Cup, 100%.
Okay.
Come on, man. I thought you was going to say the other way around. I thought you was going to say Morocco win the World Cup.
Or England.
Or Chelsea to get relegated. That
why would you want Chelsea to get relegated though? Obviously, you're going to choose Morocco to win the World Cup. Why would you? No. Why would that be an option for your own team to get relegated?
No, that makes sense. That makes sense. There was something like that where it was very hard. Something was to happen to you.
Because I can't, if it was down to England winning the World Cup or Arsenal winning the treble, well, I want Arsenal to win the treble.
That don't make sense. Yeah, no, but what if it was Bangladesh to win the World Cup?
But that's the thing. That's not even a possibility, though, because they're not even...
They could qualify.
They don't even have a team, bro. Like,
they do, but...
I don't think they even have shoes, bro.
That's like, so bad.
maybe in a few years' time, I don't know. But I can't, low-key, I think I would still want Arsenal to win the treble. Yeah. I think I would rather Arsenal.
You know what I mean?
Let me
say the only way Bangladesh can qualify is if they host the World Cup.
That's true.
Then you automatically qualify.
But then they'll finish like lowest in their group anyway. To be fair, if Bangladesh ever does get a team, all the players will probably be from this country. That's the only way I can see it.
They'll
happening.
Be good though. There's a lot of Bengals that are good.
Because over there, they don't have like the technology and their more passion is more in like cricket and things like that. And no one's really kicking ball out there like that. And when they do, they don't have shoes.
True.
Hey, sand football.
Fair enough.
But to be fair, all the fans that are like supporting Argentina now, like because Bangladesh have a massive fan base of Argentinian fans and Brazilian fans. This is the first time they're getting to go to a World Cup because they're not too far from Qatar. So there's a lot of Bangladesh fans in Qatar supporting Argentina. And I think it was David Vujanic actually that was there, and he was snapping all the Bangladesh fans that are supporting Argentina. And there's a lot of people with signs that says, Inshallah, Bangladesh will be in the World Cup. And then David Vujanic just captioned that, everyone like, dream big, dream big. He was just like...
Do you want me to tell you something? I just want to tell you guys something. It's going to change your life. Did you know Harry Maguire's name is not just Harry Maguire?
Who is it? Harold Maguire?
No. You know his actual first name is Jacob.
Jacob?
Jacob.
His name's Jacob Harry Maguire. My man's been hiding Jacob.
Why though?
I don't know.
Well,
my brother messaged
me. So you mean Harry's his middle name?
Yeah. Well, I went on Wikipedia. It isn't Harry Jacob Maguire. It's literally Jacob Harry Maguire.
I think, which is odd because most people prefer their first names over their middle names. People want to hide their middle names.
But it's the fact that no one knows it. It's just hidden.
It's Harry Maguire.
It reminds me, it's like Tammy Abraham. Tammy Abraham's got like a weird first
maybe
name.
Maybe it has a better ring to it though. Jacob Maguire doesn't have that ring to it.
Or you change it. We know we play in France with Jacob.
No, in Qatar,
he's Jacob. What if he's French this whole time?
Jacob. Jacob Maguire.
What if he's French this whole time? Are we playing in France this
Jacob
weekend?
Jacob Mohamed. That's his
name. You're saying it's an inside job with France.
Jacob Harry Maguire. No, but I'm sure. Hang on, I need to look at this.
Listen, I got.
Tammy Abraham's name. I'm sure his name's like Kevin or something. Yeah, Tammy Abraham. Right, his actual name is Kevin. So
oi, Kev.
Random.
Yeah. Do you know Akon's full name?
It's gonna be like
Google Akon's full name. Try and say Akon's full name right
you can't
now.
Can't pronounce it.
But it's so mad how he does it so fluid. I know it's his own name, but it's a paragraph, bro. How does he do it so quick?
I'm gonna try it. Okay.
He was born with it, bro. His parents beat him into it, bro. Okay.
Alioan Damala Barara Akon Tiam.
I don't think that was too bad. there wasn't that many stuttering or no.
I don't think you remember. I am partially African, so my pronunciation is an Akon wagon. Whatever. Ali, you look like you're dying to jump into something.
I'm dying for it. Where's that from again, bro?
Talking of jumping, I'm joking.
Bollywood Big Brother.
Oh yeah, that's it. You pick it up then.
Pick it up if it bothers you then.
The way she said, I'm like, yo.
Do you remember Too Hot to Handle?
Too Hot to Handle.
That Netflix show.
Isn't that
show?
The Netflix Love Island?
It's sort of.
Yeah.
Apparently there's a Somali girl in it. Yeah. And everyone on Twitter, you know, Somali Twitter.
You know
is
what?
Crazy.
Like, bare Somali influencers are getting mad backlash like these last couple weeks.
Bengali then.
Fuck! Fuck! I tried to style it out, just carry on, but you don't have to stop me.
You know the backlash like this.
Fuck!
Your full Bengali just came out right
fuck,
there.
Man. Hey, yeah, damn! Damn!
What was you gonna say?
You got me, man. Don't even matter no more.
Real one, Adam Zero.
Reload it!
No. Somali influencers have been getting mad backlash recently. On Twitter especially because
stuff they do like
stuff they've been doing for years like Chunks especially I'm seeing Sharky get a lot of hate because like
for like video forfeits he did
Sharky gets hate for a selfie bro
yeah
he gets
and bro, he does a dance video on TikTok and they decide to violate it
like, no but he's been dancing for
you don't win
he's always been like the zesty guy of the group, if you will. Like, even from back in the days when they were making videos of the Mandem, like, he was always the one just making, like, sex noises for no reason. Yeah, like, he was that guy, innit?
Everyone had a guy like that in their school.
Everyone on YouTube.
No, but I feel like as he gets bigger, now it's come to a point where man posted a selfie and everyone in the comments are just like, oh, he's gay. He must be gay.
Bro,
it's like, bro, it's a selfie, bro.
It's a sign of success.
Sign of success. And I just think, like, bro, he's a good-looking lad, isn't it? I just feel like everyone in the comments are just jealous, bro. It's because he's got all the girls, like lusting over him.
Yeah.
And all the men are just, like, sort of hating on him because, like,
as well as all the girls, when you do something that isn't your traditional norm, like, for example, anyone that puts themselves out there in front of other people, so in the eyes of the media, influencer, YouTuber, you name it, bro.
Yeah.
The amount of scrutiny you're going to get, bro, you take one step out of line. They forget you're also human, bro. Like, you do anything, they're like, why is he doing this for, bruv? You've got your roots.
But I'm seeing people post videos of him from like 5 years ago when he used to do those forfeits and challenges.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, this is what Somali men are doing on YouTube. Yeah. Bruv.
They're generalizing, yeah. There do you know go. What I mean? Like, so they get one thing, it's a forfeit video out of context. This is what all Somali men who are YouTubers do. And then the next comment is just like some guy who got hurt with his ego is like, this is what Somali women do on YouTube. I'm like, bro,
would you not rather someone be successful on YouTube, have a platform to spread some sort of positivity than. Let's be honest, like the backgrounds that we come from are like poverty stricken areas,
as well as
we could have easily jumped into crime and whatever, but man's chosen to do YouTube and you're hating on him for it. But if he was a drug dealer, if he was on the streets, no one would say a word.
Drug dealer.
I don't know, that's just my two cents,
innit? I don't know, you tell us, bruv. I think as soon as you get a bit of, what you call it, fame and views, people are going to hate on you, man. Yeah, it's part of the game. They roll with the punches.
I mean, the only reason I bring that up was because...
One video, that TikTok video.
What did the guy say again?
It was a joke about a Somali man lost on a mountain. But
oh yeah,
it was funny. I brought up the joke, but everyone's calling you for laughing with me. Like,
look at him laughing.
The guy that went home, the guy that went missing and went home or something.
Everyone was like, "Nah, he must be Ethiopian, bro."
Yeah.
But it's funny, like, we laugh at the people hating us, man.
All interactions are good interactions. Yeah, bro. What did they say?
Ali, you wanna trade? Ooh, you wanna talking trade
about
talks?
Trade talks. Yeah, there's been a massive trade in the sporting world, but not how you think it happened. WNBA star, what is her bloody name again? Brittany Griner. Who was arrested in Russia? I can't remember when for having
for the fight.
No. She's a basketballer, and she got arrested in Russia because she had a THC vape pen.
So
she had like one of those carts that is legal in America. However, once you got through to the airport, she was like, hey, that's 9 years in jail. They gave her the maximum sentence. Damn. So it was very brutal. They could have fined her, confiscated her, given her a travel ban to come back to the country. But they went, you know what? Let's hit her with the rule book. A lot of people did say, like, it's them trying to, you know.
Yeah, Russia getting one over
in America. Like, hey, we got one of your superstars in our jails.
Yeah.
Now she's been freed in a massive trial where America is freeing an arms dealer.
Russia
is letting Brittany Griner go. Yeah. So that they're doing a trade, and
basically we heard this.
Yeah,
basically,
if you want your superstar back,
yeah,
one of them things.
NBA draft.
Oh my god, the draft song.
In the first pick on the NBA draft, Russia receive Brittany Griner. No, they get the arms. No.
So they're releasing an actual criminal
arms dealer.
Basically,
if you guys don't know already, Russia's in a war with another country.
Russia are basically going to say, yeah, we'll deal with him. He comes our way. Roll
out the red carpet. Welcome back home.
You know what, he's got a lot of backlash, right? Because Brittany Griner doesn't like stand for the national anthem and all this. Like,
yeah.
She's not patriotic enough.
They're trying to Shamima Begum her.
But basically, Americans are annoyed because there's like Marines still out there and they prefer to bring her back. Yeah. But it was confirmed today that she's coming back. And they're getting a swap, you know.
No offense, but are people a bit stupid? You do know that Brittany Griner getting arrested was all like a political power move. That's all it was. Whereas when there's an American Marine in a Russian jail, he's an asset to the Russians. Any spy, any operative, any government official worker, if you get trapped in another country, bro, they always tell you get to the embassy quick because they're going to arrest you and the laws of that land, you don't know, they're going to interrogate you and try to find out secrets. Hence why probably the Marines weren't on the table. But they're like, listen, you get your superstar back because they don't give a monkeys about a bit.
Yeah, apparently
weed,
she's
bro.
Like the, I wouldn't say the LeBron of the women thing, but she's like up there in like the top three players in the women NBA. That's why it was so big. And like America did nothing for like months and months and months.
Mad.
Yeah. So I kind of feel like the pressure of needing to bring her back yeah. probably pushed it over the line.
100%.
But like people in the comments,
but it's crazy, bro. They're like, funny. Bruv, like at least people like Russia won this trade.
Yeah, people like Russia won the trade. They didn't even give us like a first round pick for the next few years and stuff.
Bro, they're violating. She's coming back home. Like,
Let me read some comments on Bleacher Report.
No, those were bad, bro. They're violating.
Their comments over there are bad. In the first,
I'm surprised I didn't even hear about this.
Oh, bro, it dropped today.
Oh, is it today? Yeah.
Because she's been in jail for a while now, bro. I'm pretty sure we've spoken about her previous episodes as well when she did get arrested. But go away. Show us the comments.
Trade report. Russia, A+. USA, F-. biggest trade in WNBA history.
Fuck. Nah, that's violent. A vile. That's a
violated
vile.
The whole
that's
league, bro.
Can't trade a shooter for a big. We got fleeced. Fucking hell. NBA terms. LeBron for Udonis Haslem. We don't know who he is exactly.
The Russian guy's LeBron.
So I was like, yes, release an arms dealer. Makes sense. Bro, no first rounders. We just got fleeced. Worst trade in basketball history. Terrible trade. US wants to ban guns but releases an arms dealer. LMAO. Fair enough.
Tell us your thoughts.
Do they actually want to ban guns though? They don't want...
Hell no. Nah. Anyway, we're not getting political on this pod.
Yeah. Unless Kanye becomes president. That's the only way.
Ye does that, bro. He broke out the Matrix in 700 different ways.
You know, Ye just wants to be in the news every week, and we would love to talk about him every week, but we're not going to bring him up this week. We need to come back next week.
Moving away.
Maybe he's gone to the moon with Elon Musk. I'm talking to Elon Musk. Hey,
but he ain't going to... Bro, him and Elon fell out.
Yeah,
I know, but I think he was pressing Elon's buttons on purpose
because Elon was fighting with Thingy this week.
I just wanted to jump into Elon. I just used Kanye as a gateway.
I know you did. Anyways, but Elon was fighting with Apple this week.
Well, he's been fighting with everyone. Elon's saying no, because
he was annoyed at like the how they censor people and like free speech, this that blah blah. Kanye actually tested his limits by posting a swastika, bro. Man posted a swastika, no, and Elon banned him straight away.
He mixed it in with something.
With the Star of David. So it was the star of David, and the swastika in the middle.
And then Elon banned him straight away. What does Kanye do? Goes back to Instagram. Like, bro, this guy is the ultimate troll, and I don't think people are realizing that. Obviously, he's... As harmful as the things that he's doing it on purpose. He wants this reaction, and everyone's giving him the attention he wants.
Yeah, to sort of open their eyes. But at the same time, I think all of us and everyone's been thinking it, and even other people who do like shows have been saying like, "Oh, God forbid something happens to Kanye. God forbid." As if they're gonna MJ his ass, man.
And they're gonna use mental health.
He really is pushing the absolute.
Even Elon is at the moment because Elon went through the old like email drafts,
Twitter files,
and like there's reports that the American, you know, president's elections are like not rigged, but like they were telling people to like delete this stuff, and like there was an email that said like all done or something like that. And then he released it, and he was like, "Interesting." Episode 2 coming out next day, like of more
Elon's
stuff.
Elon's a troll. The way he's keeping the fans up to date, bro. This is a big CEO. Watch out for
But I just can't tomorrow. Believe there's so many. It must be bots because I just don't know how so many people bum lick certain people.
They're like,
"Why are you releasing?" They're like, "What do you mean? Literally, you're being told that they're rigging the election, but you're still up their ass. They must be bots."
100%.
And like he was saying, he feels like he's going to get assassinated soon.
What, Elon?
Yeah.
There's been loads of like crypto billionaires getting M'd off, and their last tweets are like, the CIA and Mossad are after me.
Yeah.
If I die, no, like it wasn't 6 hours later, mysteriously drowned on his trip.
Young guy, billionaire, bro. He tweeted, last tweet was actually saying, they're going to use my girlfriend to plan on me.
My girlfriend was a spy.
They've got a laptop.
And the girlfriend worked for like a secret agency, and he's like, She's gonna plant evidence on me and make it look like I.
And guess where he was found? He was found drowned in the water, with full clothes, and literally dead.
Yeah,
that's mad,
bro.
He was the fourth or fifth crypto billionaire in the last.
Was this recent?
Yeah,
bro. Yeah, he died.
People are saying basically America trying to take over all of like the big money inside of crypto, because if it does get out there. Basically, they'll be able to own a lot of it or get rid of people that don't have power. You know, like let's say I become a billionaire. Suddenly, they need to find a way to
either
control me or something, because like now I have power over money. You know, and if it becomes the real thing, that's why we always say everyone sells their soul when they become billionaires.
But that's the thing. I don't think Kanye is helping himself when he says stuff like he's free. and there's nothing that they can do to him, because the more he does, the worse they will make his
life. I mean, the more he talks, the more it sort of saves him.
At the same time, he's not helping himself, because, again, he's always been a troll his whole career. But now whenever he trolls, it's like, no, this guy's crazy. Like, did you see when he was on Alex Jones? He had like a, what was it? Like a net?
Like, you know them old school Bape hoodies that zip up all day to the
top?
But
yeah, the black. But have you seen the one where he's doing the fishing net and he does like the Elmo impression?
No.
Bro, he done an Elmo impression, and it was like a fishing net.
A stick and a little bag at the end.
Yeah. And it was as if the net was talking. They gonna try to control you. But when he's doing stuff like that, it's like, this guy's crazy. But in his mind, he's taking the absolute thing is, piss out of
he's
you.
He's kind of making their side more believable, saying he's got mental health problems, because he's acting like
that's
this.
What I mean. I
if
that's
he just went into an interview like, yo, this is what's going on, to show that he's got...
When he does do that in an interview, it doesn't get as much attention. But when he makes a scene out of it, it'll get all the attention. True. I feel like, and only once he dies, it will be like, oh my God, remember when Kanye did this with the Elmo impression? He was actually speaking facts.
No, it's true. But the reason I was talking about Elon at first point was because, did you guys see about the Neuralink thing?
Yeah, they've designed chips to put in your bloody head.
Yeah, they said 2023 they'll be able to. He said he would even do it by putting it in his child. This like Neuralink.
That's why
thing.
What does it do?
Basically, there was one thing that I saw that they can actually give it to animals, and animals you'll be able to see what they're saying. Like, I want food.
What?
Yeah. But they said they can do human trials next year, right? As soon as Elon released them Twitter files, guess what happened? The US government have now launched an investigation into Elon Musk's Neuralink. So now the government realized what Elon's done, releasing the thing about Joe Biden and all that. They're like, okay, we need to investigate your company.
Yeah.
They're going to find a way to like screw him up and lose his wealth, basically.
Oof.
It says Elon caught the elites with their pants down, and now they're punching back. Pure corruption. That's what someone said. Let me get the Neuralink thing.
It's scary though, isn't it?
They can also restore your vision. This Neuralink thing.
What do you mean though?
Like,
you can see through HD.
The Neuralink's like a thing that goes into your brain, and it's like a smart system. You know, it can basically do things for you.
What if someone hacks into it?
No,
you're pissed.
They control you, guys.
You start walking around. I don't want to jump, bro. Guess what? You gonna jump?
That's scary, bro. Yeah.
Technology, bro. But who was it that said AI is getting too far? Was it Elon? Wasn't it? Was it Elon that said like AI is just getting too advanced? It was him like a few years ago, wasn't it?
I mean, I disagree.
Meanwhile, 2023 human trials are available.
No, but what do you mean?
As in, like, from a programmer's perspective, there's a human that develops the AI.
Yeah.
So yes, your AI might be able to compute millions of calculations that a human couldn't do in a short space of time. But you're still going to have fail-safes, bro. It's not like the movies where the AI grows so intelligent. It's like, I'm Ultron. Humans are the problem.
That's what I was thinking. Like, they create Ultron, bro.
So basically, what it can do, right, it can build like a brain-to-chip interface that can basically... It'll be implanted in your skull. It can help disabled patients to move and communicate again and also restore...
Okay, them. That's pretty sick.
But obviously, Gov won't want that.
Except when it accidentally because blows up
do,
in your head.
Low key, they do want disabled people.
Bro, what film was that? The one Kingsman. The first film.
You remember? No, the second one where Samuel Jackson.
Yeah, but he puts a SIM card in everyone's neck here. But what he forgets to mention is like basically he wants to kill everyone that doesn't have a SIM card in it. But then they reverse it. They're like everyone that has
the SIM card or some shit.
Their head literally popped if they had the chip.
No, the people had the chip in their neck were like executives and big people.
Yeah.
But if you had the SIM card, there's like a sound that plays on your phone when it was time.
And it would activate.
And then it would make everyone angry. Everyone would just go crazy and everyone would like beat up each other and kill each other.
They're going to make the Suicide Squad soon, bro. That arms dealer, they're going to put that chip in him, use it, everything they can. If
I wouldn't be surprised
if against them.
The soldiers that are nicked, the ex-like gangsters, they're just going to use them like, yo, you're muscle, bro. Come here.
I wouldn't be surprised if they do that. You know, they'll put something inside of him when they send to Russia, like a, you know where he is.
Super soldiers, bruv.
No, like, know where he is, you know, like a chip.
Yeah, true. If you try escaping, we're going to blow you up.
Is there another thing as well? Whenever Putin goes anywhere, when he takes a shit, he doesn't go into the toilets. He actually has a suitcase that he shits in.
What?
So, like, let's say he goes to France. If he needs to shit, he won't go to a public toilet because they can get his DNA and stuff and they can see his health because you can dissect the shit. So he shits into, like, a suitcase.
Imagine this guy standing in the corner of the room.
I swear to God. So he and Russia takes his shit so no one can get a trace of Putin's body.
So he poos in a suitcase.
Not exactly. Like, they've got like a thing that they can open.
A bag.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I think this is a logical thing. They put something in the toilet. No. And then he does his business, and then they seal it.
He doesn't go to like the actual toilet. He doesn't want that.
Why don't they transport him a toilet with him everywhere he goes? Why does he have to shit in a suitcase?
Because that means they would have
to. So how does he dispose of it?
He disposes it back in the motherland, Russia.
No. Surely he has to do it himself because he doesn't trust no one to do it for him.
It's obviously Russian.
His
team,
secret
bro.
Service probably wipe his ass for him, bro. Hey, you missed the spot.
But how do you know who to trust?
They got the
gun. How do you know who to trust, though?
Bro, that's
not
happening.
No, he trusts the Russians. He just doesn't trust any foreign
terrorists. Okay, anyone, okay.
Yeah, so even back in COVID, like when there was some sort of scandal where they were like...
I remember, you had the meeting with the French president.
He sat all the way that far. He's like, he got chipped because he took the vaccine. He's like, I don't believe in that. I'm staying far away. Like,
yeah, bro, he sat across the room. So like, imagine there's a massive table. It's just him and the French president. President's all
sitting
on that
two heads of the table. Like,
that's got to be bullshit though, man.
No, he's super like, he's always been like that. He's just like, I don't want no one taking my DNA.
But did he actually say it?
That bro, he poos Putin, in a bro. Suitcase? My man said, I'll go invade your country.
It could be. It's like, remember there was a time when Kim Jong-un convinces people that he doesn't poo?
That's fine.
Or go to the toilet at all. Like he convinced everyone that he doesn't use the toilet.
But then again, that's called propaganda. It's on the news all day.
That's what I'm saying.
I don't.
Do you think Putin's in the same? And I feel like that's such a Russian thing to do. Because do you remember in school when we learned about the Tsar?
Yeah.
Wasn't it him that died and apparently they found his penis?
They found his penis?
They found it, like it was chopped off, but apparently it was like the biggest
dick.
But it's the only thing that didn't like disintegrate or dissolve or like so and it's in a museum somewhere. Everyone's like, this is the Tsar's dick.
Right, I've got the actual
no,
thing.
No, it wasn't the Tsar, was it Rasputin?
The
one that does all the black magic shit.
Yeah, so Rasputin.
Like, yeah, it was Rasputin.
The Tsar was actually the like
the Tsar was the king or something, isn't it? Yeah.
Lads, I've got the actual thing here. So Putin's bodyguards collect his shit on trips abroad and take it back to Russia with them. Yeah, it's true.
Imagine it, like they have a detail and they rotate every week. Like, yo, you're a shit dude this week. Man!
So basically...
If he went to Dubai, someone could eat it for him.
Fuck. basically, it's to stop...
It's to, so I was like, why'd you go to Dubai on
bro? The
potty
paper.
It's to stop foreign powers basically gathering information about his health. Because they can work on the shit. Don't know.
They'll create a virus that basically is perfect to kill him. Imagine
the China they get virus.
Like, oh, you remind me of Mr. Deezy. I'm running for president again. What's his name again? Trump.
I can't believe you forgot his name.
It's the one name in life who never go out your head.
Trump. No, my mind just went
blank for a sec. I want to jump in something. You guys see that viral video happened just after we posted, just after we recorded last week, of course.
Of course, as always.
Did you guys see the Basel Miami Beach art place where they had an ATM that shows the leaderboard?
Yeah.
Of how much is in your bank.
That board is just to get people robbed.
Yeah, see, bro, are you like on
bro, I told you.
Now?
That's why at the beginning of the episode, I said, bro, I ain't seen nothing this week, bro.
It was last week, bro.
Only thing I saw was World Cup.
So long
bro.
Story short, this ATM
and
is...
And Kanye.
This ATM is... you put your card in, you click either checkings or savings, or for us UK people, current account. And then it shows, it says like, it doesn't show your balance. Yeah, it does show your balance.
It takes a picture
of your face and how much money. And then the leaderboard just organizes who's got the most money in their bank account.
And some man went up there. I think it was
between
Diplo.
Who though?
Anybody Everyone uses it.
But does it show your balance?
Yeah.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it's
to get obviously, if you're not going to use the ATM if you don't want to show it. It was just like a game.
Like,
everyone's
like
around
troll,
it.
Isn't it. Like everyone's around it. And like, I think, was it Diplo?
Oh, so it was like a prank.
Diplo went there, and
there was a guy that was first. 2.9 mil. Diplo was like, oh, cool. 3 mil. I guess I'm first. Yeah. Just like...
But some people were saying it could just be them... Like, this could be bad. It could be them, like, looking
it's
at your information.
Imagine
that in East London,
bro. Bro, DP, you rob the top 10 people, you're a multimillionaire.
Mm. Yeah, but they've got to somehow withdraw a million from the bank. You can't. Max you can take out is like 500 from an ATM. Do you know
they'll hit, like, every ATM in the whole area.
Yo, let me get a Big Mac. Go to keep you in contactless. Just keep tapping it.
Can I get 1,000 Big Macs?
Everyone eat, I eat.
Oh, no, but you just robbed their yards, innit? Because you'd be like, if this person got this much money, surely they got something valuable
in
their house.
Some jewels. True.
Yeah, if you've got three M's in a bank, then you've obviously got a nice pad.
Properties, cars, chains, jewellery.
Look, at Sterling got robbed whilst he was in Qatar.
Yeah,
that's crazy.
He's already going back to Qatar. I think he's there now.
Is he back already?
Yeah,
respect, bro. I heard that the rest of the England squad are all beefing up the security for the rest of their family because it's not the first time. Like a lot of like ex-professional footballers have been like being targeted recently. Like it's like, yo, these men are away. Let's go fleece their yard. But more time, it's their family and their kids that are there, which so it's like scary.
He just moved to London as well. Typical, isn't
it? I saw a video as well. Actually, I can't remember his name. It's someone from 6-7.
LD.
Is it LD?
The one with the mask.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. LD. Like,
you dickheads, bro.
No, but what he was saying was facts. So valid, like, why are you going to rob someone that came from the same background as us, made it in football, inspiring a lot of kids to get into football?
Rather than road and
doing rather than stuff. Going for your ops or someone who's doing a madness on the streets, blah, blah, blah. If you're going to do that, like, everyone's got their own struggle, innit? We don't know why someone led them to do that. Exactly. But why are you going to rob a good person, bro? Someone who's actually having a positive impact on the youth. Mm.
It could be naivety as well, bro. Those thieves are like, bro, he won't miss a couple, like, 50 bands. Like, guess that, what, how much?
But it's not even just that. It's the trauma you caused to them. It's his family as well, isn't it? Like, his kids, that the trauma, that's going to live with them, bro. They're going to grow up with that trauma.
So every time he travels on an away game, he's going to be thinking, yo, my missus,
you know what I mean?
And the kids are safe. Like, so that will play on his mind.
They target them. They target the houses when they play. It's all targeted. It's tactical, bro. I remember Reece James, his house got done when we were playing a game, and then they took his Champions League winners medal. Stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
You know, no, was it Champions League winners or was it the Euro?
They definitely took a medal from him.
I think it was the Euros.
But that's so sad, bro. I would say if you get to that level of success, if they put like little random chips and then just like, even if you do get robbed, bro, I would be like, bro, you don't know. I'm following you back to your house, motherfucker.
Thing is, people say like, oh, why don't they have 24-hour security? People actually need to realise what 24-hour security is.
They're thinking you're the
queen. If anything, that's
bro.
Worse for you. You're constantly going home or you're going out your house. There's just always a security there, you know, and the thing is, it is expensive. I know they're rich, but this is, you're talking thousands of pounds per week.
Bro, they put precautions down anyway. First of all, most footballers, when they live in an estate in London, they lived in a closed estate. There's like a guard at the front that opens the gate for only residents or the people. They say, hey, to the front guy, like, let him in. I'm expecting a guest. Mm-hmm. They have cameras all around their house, but these criminals are still smart enough.
That's why you need fake
things. They'll go in there with like maybe an alibi, like, hey, I'm just here to fix so-and-so's house. But really, truly, he's got three other guys in his van, goes right through, do the robbing, do the thingy.
You sound like you got experience. Bro, god damn, man gave the whole blueprint. Damn,
you know what it is? It's like when there's people in the house, it's hard because you can't put an alarm on when you're in the house.
Yeah, you disable it. Otherwise, every door you open, it's like, oh my god, intruder in the kitchen.
If his house got robbed when he was in Qatar and there's no one home, it's different. He could put every alarm on, you know what I mean? They could put up fake things where if something gets touched or
a booby trap.
It's more
you gotta run out like Indiana Jones, bro.
It's like, more like a scare tactic. So like a fake alarm goes off, but it's really loud, you know, if something crosses a certain point. You know, I think Yanomize, you remember Yanomize?
Fake gunshots just go,
get down,
motherfucker. Is it home? Is it home?
Dogs on the speakers, like
Home Alone, or he's in the shower and it's like,
I'm gonna give you to the count of three. One,
three! Just running.
Merry Christmas, you filthy animal.
So how would you like it if you could get 1 year taken off of your life? Not actually,
what?
Like...
What's that
so
benefit?
You,
so if I was
you,
to die
you now
at 80,
no, you now
to die at 80,
he's just like, goodbye! you know the Joker in the film, bro?
Nah, still.
You guys ain't seen Joker?
I have.
Depends.
Which one? The Heenan?
Robert De Niro, when he's on the talk show.
Oh yeah!
You get what you fucking deserve.
He played really well.
Oh my days! You guys are so.
No, we watched it together. I just forgot.
No, when he's on the talk show. But anyway, let's just talk about Joker.
Joaquin guy.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Joaquin Phoenix.
Have you guys seen? Oh, obviously you wouldn't have seen it if you don't know what I'm talking about. But so you've now turned 23. Congratulations.
Mucho gracias. Join the gang.
So how about you be 22? Would you be farming up?
So I'm basically 22 for 2 years.
No. You just lose a year.
Okay, I guess so, because of COVID, isn't it? I'm like, we get a year back.
So basically, South Korea, they have decided that they...
I know about this.
They've taken away everyone's age by one. Because basically, the way South Korea works is when you're born, you're one.
Yeah.
Rather than zero, okay. And then you work. And then like, as the new year... So we're about to reach a new year, right?
Yeah.
Instead of having like your age changed on your birthday, as soon as New Year ends, everyone gains a year on their birthday.
That's so weird.
So like basically everyone, so
everyone's the same age. Born 99. If you're born in that year,
we level up.
I'm born 99, right? So I when and you're 99 as well. 99 as well. So all of us, for example, would turn 24
on the same day
next on
so
on
January we'd all be 24. Yeah.
It's fucking weird.
So they've decided
so everyone's age has been reset back to what they should have been, basically.
Yeah. So Parliament.
So we kind of messed up.
But it's been like that for, you know, years and years and years. So like now this new generation, it's changed. So basically the Parliament has approved changes to, in the nation's records for people's ages. Basically it was an antique system that adds a year or even two compared to the global standard. And they decided to reverse that. And now everyone, starting from the new year coming, they won't basically add a year. It will just stay.
So they pause year. Oh, so they're in it. So they're that year.
But it kind of makes sense though, deep it, because you're in the womb for like 9 months. You kind of already are 1 year.
Nine months. No, but then 3 months later, you
know, there's very different countries that work in different ways. Because I think it's Ethiopia that still have 12 months in the calendar.
There is 12 months in the calendar, bro.
Sorry, 13 months in the calendar.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
13
months. They're in 2013 right now.
Follow the Gregorian calendar. They follow a different calendar.
But that's the original calendar that we all were meant to have, it's right?
I saw something like that. It's like they're
and then the 7 colonization.
But, yep.
Took it all back.
And one old geezer in power being like, I want to change something. Fuck that. Get rid of a month.
And that's why they did the... you know when everyone thought 2012 the world was going to end?
Yeah, I remember.
And then nothing happened.
I remember being in the playground in school. Everyone was like, five! Because we were waiting for 11-11, innit? Directly.
Forget that, bro. 12-12-12. I was awake. 21st of December, I was like, bro.
I remember I was in school. One eye last day of school
open
before.
When I'm sleeping. One eye. No, but the actual 2012, if we did stick to the 13-month calendar, was during COVID.
What do you mean?
There was,
so when everyone was supposed to die, when the whole world was supposed to end, if we were following the original calendar, the Ethiopian calendar, that would have been 2020.
I remember.
That's brazy.
Fuck. And half the world did die. Well, not half, but you know what I mean.
Conspiracy.
All right, you tell us your thoughts, ladies and gentlemen, and whatever you may identify as, people. in the comments down below, make sure you follow us on Route411Pod. On all social media. What else, guys? Make sure you...
it's podcast.
Yeah, it's podcast.
That's why I kind of went...
Maybe a rebrand soon, you know? Maybe just Route411 if we can get it.
Yeah, just Route411.
One day. But to help us on that journey, hit that like button. Make sure you subscribe. And also tell a friend about us, bruv. Tell a friend to tell a friend.